What is it?
No, they said, he said something else.
Something like that.
He made mention, the person that brought it in made mention of the casino and all the dollars spent lavishly.
What is that, a can of?
A can of beans.
Black beans.
I'll eat it.
That's a rotel.
Rinse off all that
mix it up
stuff, but.
Anyway, yeah.
Some rice in there.
Brown beans.
Yeah, it's carbs. Carbs. Fiber.
Well.
Congressman Maker, you still got some spam back there?
I brought some today.
Rice and beans.
We're doing spam tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
Spam and beans.
You want some beans? I'll bring some.
That's it.
Whatever you want, sir. I'll bring it.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is September 12th. The time is 9 a.m. We are on day 7 of our agenda. Congresswoman Stabler, can you please say our morning prayer?
Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this lovely day, and the break in the weather. We ask that you watch over us and guide us as we make decisions that affect the Osage Nation. We ask that you watch over all of our people and people around the world and anything that's on their hearts. Please help them take care of it, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Please let the minutes reflect that Congressman Potts provided notification that he would be absent today. Next, we have approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the journal of September 8, 2023 is presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes. And we are now on item number 5, which is the census update. And we have Susan Barrow here with us. And we're going to let you have the floor, and then we're going to open it up for any questions.
Okay.
All right. You have the floor.
Thank you. Can you guys hear me? Am I good? Loud enough? Okay. Thank you for inviting me. Where we're at right now is, I'll give you some background information about the census. It ran from June 1st to July 31st, so we kept it open for 2 months. We hosted meetings at Gray Horse, Pawhuska, Fairfax, Oklahoma City, and then Tulsa. Currently, as right now, we had over 4,500 responses. And keep in mind, that's just responses. That's not household members. So we're still reviewing the data on that. An exciting outcome, I would say, from this project is with our U.S. Census. is our rep has come to us and let us know that the Osage Nation in Oklahoma is the first tribal nation to do a nationwide census. It's not for a department, it's not for a program, it's for their tribal nation, and we are the first. So that's pretty exciting. From that, too, they asked us to participate in a pilot project. And the pilot project's called Tribe Admin Records Exploratory Project. And what this means is we're working together to try to fill the gaps from the U.S. Census that they collect every 10 years from what we collect. And we're going to do ours every 5. So ours is going to be more current and more up to date. Based off that, we're working on our MOU between both of us. And this is the first step to have our Osage Nation census recognized as an official census. So that's pretty exciting as well. And currently we're just discussing the MOU so we can share our data with them and come to a consensus between the both of us, like how we share it, what kind of information they're wanting, they're needing, and then moving forward on that. So right now, where we're at on the project is, I got it in 2 phases is how I'm approaching it. One is to, because we get the most calls and most emails about this, the gift cards. So originally, we wanted to give out 1,500 $100 gift cards to the first 1,500. Based off our budget, because we did it in-house and we managed our budget well, instead of 1,500, we're able to right now give away 1,800 $100 gift cards. So we're excited about that. Currently, we're in the process of, the PO is going through our accounting process, and that takes a little bit. So now we're just currently waiting on the PO to run through the process, and then we have to go to the bank to pick up the gift cards and to make sure it's secure, make sure that those $100 gift cards aren't being moved around from department to department, you know, from Treasury to us. It's all going to be maintained at Treasury, and we're going to go there to put them in the envelopes and mail them out. So it's always going to be secure. Very few people are going to be handling those, so we're very conscious about those $100 gift cards. The way it's going to work is, but in the meantime, of while it's going through the PO process and we're waiting for Treasury, we're also waiting on, this is silly, mailing labels, because 1,800 is a lot. So we had to order some more because we were swiping them all from our mailroom, and then we went to the post office to pick them up, and we drained them, and we still need more. So what we did was we went to the website, ordered more, and we're currently waiting on those as well to come in, and those take a little bit. And so in the meantime of all that's going on, we're doing the mailing labels, we're preparing for once we get the gift cards, the only thing we have to do is just send them out. So we've done the letters that go into the card or the envelopes. We're preparing the envelopes with the mailing labels, and what the mailing labels is with, we're just doing the ones with the tracking numbers. People don't have to sign for them. We're just going to get the tracking numbers back from the mailroom, and then we're going to track them. In the meantime, if that's going on, once we get the gift cards on our Excel sheets, we're going to have the tracking number as well as the card numbers. So if anybody calls requesting what's the status of my gift card, we can say, you know, here's your tracking number, and here's the card number that you should be expecting. That's the update that I have right now. Any questions?
Members? Congresswoman Rebard.
Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for everything that you did. I enjoyed attending your meetings.
Thank you.
Within the community, and I think you guys did a great job. I was wondering on the information and the data that you're looking at and reviewing and compiling, when do you think that would be available as far as a timeline?
I would, as a timeline, I would give about 6 months to get the data, just so it gives us plenty of time to review it, create the report, because we have to design the report. which is our communications going to be doing that. So it's in a nice format, it's easy to read. The software that we use to for the online survey is over, it's almost 700 pages because there was open text questions, so everyone had to fill out something, you know. So that takes a lot of time and room, and plus the data that we want to capture is a little bit more than what the survey asked for, because we're going to look at household members, states that they live in, their mailing and their physical address, to see if it's different and track that as well.
Okay. Congressman Tillman.
Good morning, Ms. Barrow.
Good morning.
So the 4,500 responses that we got, that's roughly 20% of the nation, our members. Is that in line with like a United States census?
Yes.
Okay. So we roughly as a country get around 20%?
20-25%.
Okay, well good. We can't wait to see the finished results.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
We're gonna work really hard to make sure it's something that we can use, like Congress, executive, and our departments as well.
Sure.
It's useful.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other member? Well, I this was my legislation, and I tried to pass it through at one point, and we had a lot of hesitancy in this body, and it didn't go anywhere. So this was like the second time that I filed this, but it was at the request of a lot of directors. The directors were the ones who said, we can use this data. At the time, Congresswoman Rebard was on the executive side, and she was like, we can really use this data. I'm just curious. So I'm pleasantly surprised at the turnout. I think that that's great for our first year out.
Yeah.
And I think that the next time we do it, it will be even better. And by that time, we probably will know other questions to include,
right,
that can be useful to our directors in these programs and services. How was the response, like when you talked to people, did the people that were participating also express that they were glad to be providing the information to their tribe, because we in fact don't know much about what their needs are because we've never asked?
Right. Absolutely. The response has never been negative. It's always been positive. And once I let them know that we're the first tribal nation to do this, they're even more excited. Like, this should have been done a long time ago, you know. And it's just always been positive. Never a negative comment at all. Like, everybody's willing to provide information. When we first released this on the first, the response immediately was, I would consider it a bit scary, because we jumped on that first day almost 1,800. I was just like, we've never had a response like that before. When we did the strategic plan, we only had 800 responses. So as fast as this was going at the very beginning was a bit scary for me, because then I knew like this was going to turn out really well.
Thank you. As you get everything and you're going through information, will you all reach out to us the next time you could provide a more detailed update on some findings?
Absolutely.
I don't want to be bugaboo, but we would love to have you back once you get a little time.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'll be excited.
Okay. All right. Well, just
it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, just reach out to Brooklyn and Jordan and let them know when, you know, if we're in session, and we'll put you on the agenda. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. You know, and I'm so excited because it's data, right? And I've heard folks say, we didn't have a lot of participants in the strategic plan. And I'm like, well, number one, you got to think about the adult.
Right.
The adult folks that are participating or have the opportunity. And if they don't, that's okay, because I think everybody thinks in their mind that all 23,000 Osages want to participate and they use that as a benchmark. I'm like, no, you've got maybe, you know, I in the data I've seen, I think maybe I mean, look at our voters.
Right.
Right. Not everybody cares about our government and what we're doing. We live in it. Right. Right? So we, but there are people, the Osages out there that don't participate in anything, or some just participate culturally and they really don't care so much about our government. And then some just care about the government and nothing else. So there, I love the data because it really kind of defines what type of Osages that, you know, that we're working with to seek information. But what I remember from the, you know, the Constitution and going out to community, people love that. They love to be asked questions about themselves and their household. I mean, they do, because they want to, that allows them to participate in somewhat of some action, whether it's the strategic plan or the census. What I find is that it's kind of funny when folks are like, I don't want to go talk to the people because they're scared of the answer, you know, or what have you. But I just want to commend you guys on what you've done, and sorry for bothering you along the way, but I was so excited and wanted to, you know, to see where you were, and I love that you guys were able to do that with such a small team. Three of you.
There's three.
To execute this huge initiative. And you managed your budget well.
Right.
And I just want to say thank you so much. And I'm excited for the results. And I want to see how it helps with our grants department when we seek federal funding or to make other decisions.
Right.
You know, so thank you again, Susan. Appreciate you and Amy and Candy.
Thank you. I'm hoping that this is a turning point for our members, because there's a lot of participation now. Once they see how the data that they gave us is used and how it helps the departments, how it helps our grants, you know, I'm hoping that the next time we do another census that they'll participate even more, you know, spread the word, let everybody know, like, the data that we collect is actually being used and it's growing for our department. And I would just like to say thank you guys for giving us this opportunity and then coming with us, you know, asking us questions, how are we doing, coming to the meetings, helping us present. It's been wonderful. I mean, it's been really exciting for this project.
Thank you.
I'm excited about the data, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other member? All right. Thank you, awesome. Susan. Thank Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
We are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, good morning. Thank you, Speaker and Congress and Benny Palaka. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday. Oh, I'm sorry, 9/11, sorry, to discuss ONCA 23-81. An act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor, and the final committee action was a do pass with yes votes from Good Fox, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Stabler. We also met and discussed 23-103, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $145,100 and to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor, and the final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Shaw, Hamilton, Stabler, Good Fox, and Redcorn. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 23-103 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes, and ONCA 23-103 will be on general order day two on today's agenda. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Congress. The Education Committee met last Thursday on September the 8th. We met to discuss Bill number ONCA 23-96, an act to amend 11 ONC 4-102 of the Higher Education Scholarship to increase the amount per credit hour to adjust for tuition increases at higher education instructions and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Redcorn, Big Horse, Maker, Potts, and Shaw, and Congressman Hamilton was absent. We also met to discuss Bill number ONCA 23-83, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $17,427,423 in tribal and non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Revard, with co-sponsors of Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Redcorn, Potts, Big Horse, Maker, and Shaw, and one absence from Congressman Hamilton.
Thank you. Still on reports of standing committees, Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, members of Congress and everyone listening in. Government Operations Committee met and discussed Bill number ONCA 2385, excuse me, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Revard. Co-sponsors are Scott Bighorse and myself. The date of the meeting was, meeting dates that we met was September 7th, 8th, and 11th. And the final committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Lemon, Maker, Shaw, Revard, Redcorn, and Keen. The committee also met and discussed ONCR 23-18, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1, 2024. The sponsor of this resolution is Mr. Congressman Scott Bighorse. Co-sponsor is Congressman Eli Potts. The meeting date was the 11th of September. The final committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Keen, Maker, Redcorn, Revard, Shaw, and Lemon. The committee also met and discussed ONCR 23-20, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation for fiscal year 2022 and 2025, and to establish a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. The sponsor is Congressman Billy Keen. The meeting date was September 11th. The final committee actions do pass with yes votes from Keen, Maker, Redcorn, Revard, Shaw, and Lemon. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We are now on introductions of bills or resolutions. Hearing none, we are now on item number 8, bill and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and colleagues. I'd like to read in ONCA 23-107, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Police Department for their Explorer program for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $63,950. And to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 23-107 will be assigned to appropriations. At this time, I'd like to let the body know that anything that's read in on first reading that has a dollar amount to it will be assigned to appropriations and not a committee of jurisdiction. I've looked at the schedule of meetings. We're in week two. We've got all of next week that we'll have session, and that's about the time that we have to start getting the bills out in order to meet a deadline for any vetoes. So if you plan on introducing anything from this point forward and it has a dollar amount, just be aware it's going to go to appropriations. We are now on general order, day one, second reading. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning. Reading ONCA 23-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2382 is an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $2,643,719 and to establish an alternate effective date. This sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on the next day's agenda. The next session agenda, I'm sorry. ONCA 2399, an act to provide an appropriation to CC APECA for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $1,838,820 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to make a motion to hold ONCA 2399 on general order day two until the next session day.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to hold ONCA 2399 on general order day two, where amendments can be proposed on the next session agenda. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. That passes, and ONCA 2399 will be on general order day two on the next session agenda. Sorry, I'm writing, let me catch up. ONCA 23-103 is an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount of $145,100 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, ONCA 23-103 will advance to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. ONCR 23-23, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Paycom Payroll LLC for payroll services to CC APECA. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next session agenda following engrossment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet today. And it is 9:45. What, clerk, is that okay with you? Or do you need more time? Okay, 9:45 until 5 p.m.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government Operations Committee meeting will be tomorrow morning.
on the 13th of September from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. Health and Social Services Committee meeting will be tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m.
1 to 4, thank you. At this time, the Speaker will entertain a motion to adjourn until Thursday at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Thank you. We are adjourned till Thursday at 10 a.m.